First reaction to the news, was it a surprise? Is it an expectation? What exactly were your thoughts when the news was first dropped that Sue L. Robinson had given Deshaun Watson a 6-game suspension?
I thought it was extremely light. I wasn't expecting something that minimal. I was expecting at least 12 games, maybe even a year, but at least 12 games, and maybe that could be whittled down to 10 or 8. But I think 6 games is just negligible to myself.
Yeah, I think he deserved a little bit more. And the interesting thing about this whole deal is I think the verbiage that she used was really interesting. So she went as far as to say, according to the reports by Adam Schefter and what was found out, that she called it more egregious than any before reviewed by the NFL. But we've seen Ezekiel, she went as far as to say that his behavior was egregious, but there was no violent sexual conduct as a result. That's why I gave him 6 games. It seems, I don't know, not that they're missing from this, but the way that she called it egregious, 6 games to me doesn't sound very egregious if it's as bad as the judge thought that it was. Obviously, the NFLPA is not going to appeal this because they think this is great. Do you think the NFL is going to appeal the decision?
Well, I think they will, and I think they should. Whether they will or not, I do not know. I think because it has to do with women in general, and the NFL wants to stand up for all peoples, and they don't want to take one person versus 40% of the fan base. They can't. It's a numbers game on that, and you don't want to fight the Me Too movement, and I think that comes into play as well. But you got to understand that what Judge Robinson was dealing with was what was put in front of her in 3 days, what the NFL presented and what the Watson camp presented. Nothing else mattered. Nothing about the past, nothing about anybody else. See, Judge Robinson is an arbitrator. She's not a moderator. And in an arbitration, you deal with the facts right in front of you, not what happened last week, last month, or this or that. So when Tom Brady got 4 games for deflating footballs, that had nothing to do with this case because that was not presented in front of her. When Ezekiel Elliott got 6 games for alleged abuse that was never criminally charged, that had nothing to do with this case because in those 3 days of hearing, that was not presented in front of her. So none of those other people and none of those other charges and none of those other suspensions had anything to do with this. Now, the fact that this is massage therapists, there's no violence, there's no criminal involved, it's brand new territory really for the NFL and the NFLPA. When they did the collective bargaining agreement and they came up with all these stipulations, a lot of it is very gray and kind of we're going to figure this out as we go along, but nothing had ever been presented that is this. Now, another thing that I found interesting is he has 26 – he had 26 civil suits against him, correct?
I believe it was 23. It was 24 or 26 or 25, something like that. I saw that he had gotten 3 out of the 4 that were remaining.
Mm-hmm.
So there's only one currently still standing, I guess, as of right now.
Which is the original a female that filed. She's going full bore on this. So now there's 26 women that have filed civil suits against him. But in these 3 days of hearing, the NFL only brought 4 of those women in to testify. So
I thought that was the most interesting part. Yeah.
Yeah. Judge Robinson can't deal with the other 22. She can't, whatever their problems or whatever their issues were or what they have filed has nothing to do with what's going on in this hearing because none of those women came forward. So that's another thing. Not only can she not deal with other athletes and what they got, but she can't deal with the other 22 women and their allegations, just the four that came forward.
Yeah, yeah. So in a way, you're almost dealing with you want to look at the info, and I feel like as I don't know what obviously this process is like, but you would assume that a judge would go through the information given to them. They're not going to look at anything else when making a decision. Obviously, there's a whole lot of news put out. This is how many allegations. This is it. This is this. This is that. Yada yada yada. They're going to look at all of the things that they were presented, as you said, and then based on what they are given, they'll make a decision. So do you, and the women, I believe it said, according to the reports, were picked out by the NFL and the NFLPA together. Is there any way that all 26 women would have been acknowledged or seen? Do you think that would have taken too long, or do you think that the NFLPA and the league itself wouldn't have agreed on having all of the women represented in testifying to or for Judge Robinson?
Yeah, I tried to read as much as I could, and I made some phone calls to try to find out how did they arrive on these four women and why was there only four women. I couldn't get any answer. I don't know if the other two refused, if they were not contacted. All of their – and I've read all 26 allegations in all their sheets, and some of the women, it's very, very slight. It's not – it's like Deshaun was asking and they provided. Some of them, they acted like, oh, my gosh, this is a famous athlete. I better do what he asks or what he wants because he may bring in more business for me. He may hook me up with business leaders and other athletes. This may be good for my career. But then others felt like they were obligated because he was a big man. Well, he's 6'2", 215. He's not real that big. To them, he was a big man.
Sure.
But also that he was an imposing figure, and they felt like they could not say no. So is that intimidation, or is that them not knowing how to say no to anybody, or just him, or just a famous person, or a rich person? We don't know that. So I don't know how they chose the four, but their testimony, and I was able to read what they said in front of Judge Robinson. And two of them, it was just kind of a slight allegations, and you would look at it and go, well, you know, that could have gone either way. And the other two, just intimidated by him.
Yeah, so in a way, it was a balanced bag of those. And it's so interesting that in those testimonies, it seems like basically what it's almost as if everything that we assume it basically is confirmed now. Deshaun did these things. He did what was brought up. However, the conduct in which he went about it was not criminal. To me, just hearing all of this and looking at it is like, man, I don't know if Deshaun would come off as a little bit creepy towards these women. Just overall, like, consulting or contacting 66 masseuses in a span of 17 months, if that doesn't bring attention to your eyes, I don't know what does, Barry. But when you're dealing with something as touchy as this, and you're looking at the descriptions, it's very interesting to read the and you obviously saying that you've done this, the accounts of the women, and like, yeah, I did this, but there's some who said, yeah, I was really intimidated, and I felt I had to, I had no other choice, but even some that said, you know what, this is a guy that is a star quarterback in the NFL and can help me for my business. So in a way, you're looking at the women prioritizing their career maybe more than their self-image. Is that, would you go as far as to say that, where they might not want to do it, but they know it could help them financially, so as a result, they're doing it?
Yeah, and it's also, you know, is it conduct that poses a genuine danger to the safety and well-being of another person?
Right.
You know, here's the thing about this whole thing, Drew, is that Deshaun has not admitted to doing any of this. Now, yes, he has paid people off. 25 out of 26 he has paid off. But at no time did he say, yes, I did this, and I'm going to settle with this person. I'm going to give them X amount of money because I did this. And instead of going to court and it being this amount of money, I'm going to give them this shorter amount of money. So it's not like we have proof that Deshaun has done this. It's not like we have proof that he has done any of it.
Right. Yep.
What we have What we have is 26 women that have accused him. He has settled with 25, and they've all signed non-compete, so they can't talk about it. They can't do a book deal. If there's a movie about it, they can't be consultants. They can't do any of that and make any kind of money on it. So until Deshaun says, yes, I did this, and yes, I did this, and yes, I did these others, that's where we're standing. And it looks like it's only going to be one civil suit, and that'll be next March, and that'll be the end of that.
Do you think that there ever will be an end to this, just in terms of conversation? Because as you said, Barry, and I talked about this a little bit earlier on the show, you got 40% of your estimated audience being women. And with this issue being brought up, and all the money that Deshaun has been paid, do you think the issue really goes away for Deshaun Watson? Maybe winning, just if the Browns are able to win a Super Bowl with Deshaun, maybe that cures everything. But is this a story that you think carries on with Deshaun Watson for the remainder of his career, and more in particular, I guess, his time with the Cleveland Browns?
Well, look, over the course of history, there have been a lot of people that have been accused of stuff that they were never actually found guilty of, but we still talk about. Did O.J. kill those people? Why did Richard Nixon resign from the White House? That just happens on and on, and they just get labeled this, and every time you talk about it, did Tom Brady have anything to do with letting air out of football?
Yeah.
We don't know. That he's just been labeled that. And so there are situations, and I think Deshaun's going to be put into that category. He's never going to ever admit to doing anything, because at this point he doesn't have to. He's got one civil suit, and then that's the end of it. But if you're a Browns fan, and here's the thing. When the six games came out, Watson's camp was upset because they were expecting zero games. But the NFLPA and Watson's camp talked it over, and they are agreeing that they are not going to appeal the six games. So they're fine. They're not fine with it, but they're going to accept it. The NFL, on the other hand, I think they should appeal it. And whatever happens with that happens. But here's the thing. If they appeal it, and it goes in front of Roger Goodell, and Roger Goodell gives Deshaun Watson, let's say, 12 games, let's say a year, anything over six, what is the purpose of going through an arbitrator and Judge Robinson?
Yeah. The whole process, as you said earlier, is completely new, which I think this will be interesting now. I mean, with Roger Goodell not really being involved in this process as much anymore, if at all. I mean, he obviously can make the decision. And in the end, he's got the league's interest in mind, where this is, I think, where the whole story gets interesting, is regardless of Deshaun Watson being, if he did the things or not, it is impacting how people are viewing the league, because people who aren't as knowledgeable about this, maybe as you and I are, Barry, or any of the media who really covers this stuff, they're blaming Roger Goodell for this stuff when Roger had nothing to do with this. Roger is now able to be reactive in what they do. Is there any sense that, regardless of what happens with Deshaun, that if he's playing football games, there's going to be a drop in any sort of the audience from any, it could be male or female. If there's any sort of a drop, do you think it'll be anything of significance that will be noticeable?
As far as Cleveland Browns, no.
Okay.
As far as others, I think there'll be taunting. There'll be signs. Mm. There'll be, I can't think of any costumes that people would dress up that would emulate what his character is. But I think that any time, especially when he goes to any AFC North stadium, Cincinnati, Baltimore, Pittsburgh, there will be signs everywhere, and they'll have clever little sayings that will be jabs at Watson. But other than that, you know, everybody, you look at Joe Mixon. Joe, you know, you've seen the video when he was in college, and he smacked the hell out of that girl. But yet, He was a second round pick, yet he's got a big contract now. So things happen, things are forgiven, things are forgotten, and life goes on, and that's always been. I think it's interesting when Deshaun Watson was negotiating, his agent was negotiating to come to the Browns and do their contract, that they made for sure that his 2022 salary, and that's a $230 million contract. His contract for this year is 1.035.
Wow.
His contract for his salary for next year is $46 million.
Yeah.
His contract for 2024 is $46 million. So the agent and the Browns have already said, well, if he's going to be suspended, it's probably going to be this first year, and let's make that as low as we can.
Yeah.
So that, you know, his whatever he is going to be charged is minimal, and this will impact him the very least. He will lose a little over $800,000, which is like $20 for you and I. Now, his signing bonus was close to $45 million, but it was divided by 5 years. So he'll get almost $9 million on top of the 1.35, and that's not affected by that.
I the numbers are just staggering, and the fact that they planned it all out. In the end, it technically is good business by the agent and by the Browns to figure this out. Like, hey, this guy's going to get suspended. We're willing to take the risk and go with it. But now, say the NFL appeals, and there's no change. Let's just go based off of what we're given now. If Deshaun Watson is suspended 6 games, Jacoby Brissett is the guy. Let's give that example because he's the most experienced out of all the quarterbacks they got remaining. What... Yeah. Are the Browns able to still contend for a division championship, do you think, with Deshaun Watson playing 10 games and Jacoby Brissett playing 6 or 7?
Well, fortunately, the first 4 games are very favorable for the Browns. They're going to play Carolina, followed by the Jets, followed by the Steelers, followed by the Falcons. Now, the Falcons are probably going to be the NFC's worst team. The Jets are probably going to be the second worst team in the AFC. So if you take two wins there and take a split with either Carolina or Pittsburgh, but then they play the Chargers, then they play the Patriots, and both of those are good teams. Both of those are supposed to be improved teams this year. They're both at home in Cleveland, which is a plus. But if they come out of that 2-4, the season is in trouble. If they come out of that 3-3, there's a possibility. If they have anything on the plus side, then we will know what kind of team the Cleveland Browns are this year. Pittsburgh's going to be a coin flip. I saw one media outlet that gave them a 9-8 a prediction this year. I saw another outlet that they only predicted them to have 7 wins. Baltimore's going to be the wild card. Are they going to come back? Are they going to be a 9-8 team? We know that division goes through Cincinnati. I expect Cincinnati to put up 12 wins this year. 12-5 is a good prediction for them. So there may only be one playoff team in the AFC North this year, depending on what Pittsburgh does, depending on what Baltimore's got, and if Pittsburgh can rebound with their quarterback and with their offensive line. But if they have a negative coming out of this, 2-4, their season's in trouble. Another thing is Deshaun Watson himself. The last time he played was in January of 2021.
Yeah.
They lost to Tennessee 41-38. They had only won 4 games that year, but Deshaun Watson went to the Pro Bowl. Deshaun threw 3 touchdown passes. He was sacked 4 times. He had 1 interception. But when he suits up in his first meaningful game, which is against Baltimore Ravens on October the 23rd, that means that he would not have played in an NFL game in 20 months. 20.
Yeah, crazy.
Now you think about that. You think about what professional athlete can wait almost 2 years and compete again.
At a high level, nonetheless, too.
At a high level and at quarterback.
Yeah. It's going to be so – yeah, it's going to be crazy.
And in a new system.
That's right. It's There's so many. It's going to be very interesting to see how the season pans out for the Cleveland Browns. Hey, Barry, appreciate the time. We'll talk to you on Thursday to dive into some more of the craziness that's going on in the NFL.
Enjoy your show. I'll see you then.